Good morning and welcome to North by Northeast, conversations that matter to Northeast Texas. I'm your host, Mark Haslett. Today we're going to discuss Reimagine Commerce. It's an ambitious proposal designed to make commerce a better place to live and work. Much of the plan involves a redesign of some of the town's thoroughfares, and that part has inspired some opposition as well as support. Whatever one's opinion about these ideas, one thing is not debatable. The coming years are going to change commerce. A long-range plan like Reimagine Commerce is an effort to make that change happen intentionally in a way the community wants. The alternative to planning is letting change happen to the city, and that passive approach carries its own set of risks. There are two big-picture dynamics that will influence the future of commerce. One is external, the other is internal. Externally, we have the steady advance of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex as the development marches up Interstate 30 and the other highways leading from our sleepy corner of the state down to the sprawling outskirts of DFW, which are finally knocking on our door. The other big factor in the future of commerce is local, and of course, it's the university. As the only four-year institution between Dallas and Texarkana, Texas A&M University Commerce is what makes commerce unique in this part of the state. Right now, the university is doing quite well. For decades, the school, fondly known as Old E.T., quietly fulfilled its mission as a regional institution, beloved locally, but not very high profile outside of this region. In recent years, A&M Commerce has become more ambitious. Some of those ambitions have already been realized. Some of the Reimagine Commerce plan focuses on making commerce a more attractive place for students, faculty, and staff to live, as well as work and attend classes. Presumably, that's a desirable outcome. But are the needs of the entire community of commerce always congruent? Is what's good for the university also good for the city as a whole? For example, a big part of commerce is the neighborhood on the northeast side of town known as the Norris community. It's the historically African-American part of the city and is largely cut off from the rest of town by the railroad tracks. The physical barriers between Norris and the rest of commerce have made it harder to break down the cultural and economic barriers that far too often have fallen along those same lines. Does the Reimagine Commerce plan serve the Norris community and give that neighborhood an opportunity to, again, not just survive, but thrive within these coming changes? To help us answer these and other questions, we have three guests in the KETR studios this morning. We have Commerce City Manager Derek Farrell. We have Commerce Councilman Gene Lockhart. And we have from Mount Moriah Baptist Church, which is located in the Norris community, Stan McKee. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Mark, thanks for having us here today to talk about the plan and letting us be a part of the program. In 2017, the mayor and some of the council members had talked about the tremendous success that Sulphur Springs had had in their revision of their downtown and the guys at the Tool Design Group who had sort of designed that and created that vision for the community. And they happened to be doing some work in Emory around that time. And so I started looking at similar people, similar firms, urban planners, architects, and things out of the Metroplex that might be a little more cost-effective for the city, if nothing else, just for the travel cost. I really couldn't find anyone that would do the level of work that the Tool Design Group and ultimately did for us.
And they're out of Florida. That's the reference to the travel.
Well, so Ian Lockwood that came in and was sort of our design lead was out of Florida, but he also brought Ken Ray out of Washington, D.C. with him and then two other designers out of South Carolina and Nevada. So they have offices all over the place and they sort of converge on a space and get to work. And when they get to work, they create community stakeholder pieces and they have meetings in a design studio and they go out into the community and visit and learn. And that's exactly what they did here. We had more than 100 people participate in stakeholder conversations in City Hall. We actually took a couple of the designers one evening over to the Norris Community Center over in the Norris community and had a group there come and talk. And they really developed some principles about connectivity, making sure that the different components of the city, you mentioned the Norris community, the university, downtown, even as far as, you know, the school district and the park system, making sure those things connect with each other in a way that makes sense and is practical for all of our purposes. Legibility. If I'm looking to get to downtown from the university, it should somewhat make sense. I should kind of be able to just figure it out by the connectivity that's there. And so those things are some of the principles that were built into this plan. I think over time, lots of conversation has been had about some small portions of the plan, but it's 28 pages long, and there are plenty of things that we haven't talked as much about.
Much of the plan involves redesign of the major thoroughfares in Commerce. Not all of them, but many of them, particularly the two state highways. So let's begin by talking about State Highway 24 and the proposed changes along that road.
Sure. So the proposed changes on Highway 24 do include a couple of roundabouts, which is sort of become a bad word in Commerce. But that's part of the plan that's there. Again, you know, these are things that the designers put in as they saw a benefit to it.
So it was discussion about the development of the West Side 24. And if the university grows, where does it grow to? Where does it park? So there are just tons of issues that came up along with those discussions. So finally, the university realized that there is a safety issue with lots of students going across, even now, to the sports facilities on the west side of 24. So the safety issue became more and more paramount, that if the university and the community is going to grow to the west, there was going to have to be a good, safe access path for students and visitors to the campus and to that side of the campus.
So let's go on ahead and explore this topic of the roundabouts. I understand that there's been some frustration because it seems like the roundabouts are all that people want to talk about, and that there's other aspects of the plan that haven't gotten very much attention. But let's go on ahead and address this issue of the roundabouts. What concerns have folks had? What have they articulated to you at the meetings, and how would you answer those concerns? Again, just to remind folks, we are taking calls. The number is 800-882-5387. That's 1-800-882-KETR. You're listening to North by Northeast. Our guests this morning are Commerce Councilman Gene Lockhart. We just heard him speak. We also have with us Commerce City Manager Derek Farrell, and also from Mount Moriah Baptist Church, a deacon there in the Norris community, Stan McKee, who's a familiar face around Commerce for a while. He was the president of the Texas A&M University Commerce Alumni Association, and a well-known figure around town. And so let's go on ahead and address the roundabout in the room.
That's only a piece of the transportation traffic issue in the city. You've got Live Oak, Washington, and Culver, Greenville Street, and the MLK Street in the Norris community. The company looked at all of these and looked at these as being the major spines by which people who come to our community are going to be on one of those streets sometime, because those are the main routes to get around the city. And the roundabouts got lost, those streets got lost in the discussion about roundabouts, in my opinion.
So where would the roundabouts be put in if that were to happen?
Well, so the most prevalent points for roundabouts, right, are at the intersections of 24 and Culver and 24 and Live Oak.
Well, Mark, first of all, let me say that, you know, you made a comment about maybe many people have not had an opportunity to visit that community. It probably one of the reasons why is because of accessibility, or inaccessibility, I should say. You know, the main thoroughfare to come into the Norris community at this point is Sycamore Street. And Sycamore Street, of course, moves down through the Norris community. It actually makes a turn there at the cemetery, and then comes eventually on into location of where our church is, Mount Moriah Temple Baptist Church, and then continues straight on up into to Ivermore Park. So it's just not an easy way to get to that area.
We have John from Delta County. He's on the phone right now. So, John, you are now on the air. Welcome to North by Northeast. And what's your comment or question?
Hi, Mark. I don't want to interrupt the good conversation you have in the Norris community, so you may want to address this afterwards, but let me just go ahead and ask the question, and you can see where it fits.
Okay.
Over here in Delta County, some of the people over here that have been here for decades, we're more into the quality of life and having agriculture, and it's quite different view than, of course, a city such as Commerce, which has a lot of potential, has a lot of good folks, good intelligent people, and y'all quite often just simply focus on growth. You want a quality of growth, but it's numbers. And so one of the key things that hits between those two different viewpoints is the night sky. And Commerce, every year, has taken away more and more of the stars that we can see out here just to the east of you. And we've wondered, does Commerce ever recognize the impact that they have on the land and on the sky and on the quality of life in general with simply the focus on we want to be a bigger city? And so I'll take the answer off the air, and I think it's a valid point of discussion, and I really appreciate your taking it.
Our pleasure, John. Thanks for calling in. John from Delta County.
Having grown up in a farming community in Iowa, I experienced the ability to go out at night and look up at the stars without light spilling into everything. And you're certainly right. We have lights on all the businesses, and they're on 24/7 most of the time. And it is of concern. We don't want to infringe on your sky, I guarantee you. At the same time, humanity keeps wanting to have more and more lights. We have discussions with students about safety on campus, and the first thing they say is, we must have more lights. So it's a tug of war between our expectations for brilliance of condition that we're walking in safety, and also to being able to get to the night sky.
That's going to be major because, you get involved with Railroad Commission in terms of trying to, make a bridge or some access, around the track. And then, of course, I'm not even familiar with what all has to happen as far as moving forward past the Superfund site. That's another huge issue. The Norris community is not unlike a lot of communities in the state of Texas and in small cities where in years past there's been maybe not a major effort to make those improvements in those communities. And so now we're faced with moving forward with that. And so, again, like I talked about earlier, it's going to take collaboration from the city, the state. I mentioned a while ago some state funding that used to be available. I know it's different today than what it was back then. All of these things are going to have to come into play to move this plan forward and make it better for the citizens in the Norris community.
And that's going to require engagement.
Yes.
So, the good news is that there's plenty of time, and there's still a lot that can be done. And you mentioned that Superfund site over there. That might be a topic that we revisit in a future episode of this program. As far as this morning goes, the music bed is telling me that we're out of time, and we're going to join NPR News in Progress in just a couple of moments. And we'd like to thank our guests this morning on North by Northeast, Stan McKee, who we just heard from Mount Moriah Baptist Church, also Gene Lockhart of the Commerce City Council, and the Commerce City Manager, Derek Farrell. And my name's Mark Haslett. I'm the host. This program has been produced by Jared Knight, and you've been listening to North by Northeast, Conversations That Matter to Northeast Texas. Stick around right after NPR News. We'll be joining live from Austin, the Texas Standard, the national news show of Texas, which you can hear weekdays on KETR from 10 until 11. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back next week.